In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Every time we come to bid farewell to one of our beloved people, always we think mainly on the fact of life and death. And that's why occasions like the departed people, like the occasion of today, is a very important issue for us to know where we are, where we have come from, and where we are going to. This is an important point. The Lord created man to live forever, and He didn't want him to die. And He warned him from the beginning, Adam and Eve, saying, do not eat from this only tree in the middle of the garden, because if you eat, you will die. Unfortunately, he didn't listen. He wasn't punished of death, but the result of his sin was the death. That's why the Lord put him out of the garden, until solving his problem. And the solution of this problem was that our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity, agreed to carry the punishment of man on himself. That's why in our faith as Christians, we do believe that our Lord Jesus Christ was incarnate as a normal man, likened us in everything except one thing, the sin. So he wasn't supposed to die because he's not sinful. But because he agreed to die for us, so he died willingly. That's why he resurrected willingly. As he was buried on his own will, then he resurrected on his own will. That's why we spend 50 days after the resurrection praying, singing, praising the Lord in joyful melody, as you see today. So all the prayers were in joyful tune. No sadness, no mourning, no death. Why? Because the Lord simply took the death of the mankind to himself. He died for me. Now we do not die. Now, just we cross the bridge from this life to the paradise of joy. What the people outside call death, mourning, weeping, losing her hope, the believers do believe that in Jesus Christ there is life, forever life. That's why we have this hope now. And of course, any man, any woman, any believer who recognizes this fact tries to keep the power of resurrection in himself. We received this power when we were children, when our parents brought us to the church and we were baptized. Then we died with our Lord Jesus Christ in the font of baptism three times, exactly resembling the 3 days of our Lord Jesus Christ in the tomb. And then we resurrect from the font of baptism, carrying the power of resurrection. Then the priest confirm us with the confirmation, the Holy Chrism, to let the Holy Spirit dwell in us forever. So we have become now the temple of the Lord, carrying in our hearts and in our life Jesus Christ through His Holy Spirit, who reminds us, teaches us, helps us in our life on earth to keep the power of resurrection. So as when we are asked to leave this world, we found ourselves ready for this moment. We pray for this blessed woman to be ready in heavens and be accepted, carrying in her body the power of resurrection. The last point I want you to know, why do we put the body in front of the altar? Although it is a dead body, in our eyes, dead body. But in the eyes of the Lord, it's different. This body should have kept the power of the resurrection with the spirit. The spirit and the body of the man, when we have reconciliation working together for the salvation and for the eternal life, this body is worthy to be brought to the altar, saying, this body fasted, this body repented, this body kept his purity, this body kept his sincerity, this body kept his good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So those who live with God on earth will never die in heavens, but they will live forever, delighted in the paradise of joy. Now their spirits, until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again, in the second coming, not as a redeemer, not as a savior, but as a judge, to give all the world according to their deeds. That's why we in the church, as a mother of a soul, we try to remind our people, remind our children, to keep the power of the resurrection, to be ready for the moment that the Lord will call them to leave this temporal world with all its problems, sicknesses, persecutions, unjust, everything, to go in a place which doesn't have all of that, but will have only singing, praising, rejoicing with the angels and with the saints and martyrs. That's why every time we come to the church to bid farewell temporarily to one of our beloved, we pray that the Lord, as he prepared him or her, also help us to prepare ourselves for this moment. We will never live on this earth forever. And if we have this fact in our eyes, in our hearts all time, we will work wisely, not for the temporal things, but for the eternal ones. The church extends her complete and full heart sympathy wishing to you, shall we, to your sons and to all the family, and also her brother and sister who came from Egypt to be blessed with this funeral service. And we pray also that the Lord may keep us ready at any time, because this time could come at any moment. And it is not unoptimistic, but it is realistic that every one of us could leave this world at any moment. Please, let us be ready, and let us also live in God on earth to live with him in heavens. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Amen. Alleluia. Doxabatri.
Pie Christos pennoti Buon de tire in monante green semnante green canno vena ne voglio tok te tigon in bion in bes men pe amosho in amen me casuari to pray to thank for your father who art in heaven. May love of God the Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Go in peace. The peace be with you and comfort your hearts forever. Amen.